This is a letter from the Rebbe that he wrote in a beginning of a pamphlet, the Kuntres, which was given out for third day of Tammuz, Mitzvah Shabbat, third day of Tammuz. So the Rebbe says that the letter that my father-in-law, the previous Rebbe, wrote for the first Yud Beis Yud Gimel Tammuz, that was the first time after he was released from the to prison, and then eventually left Russia. So when he was freed, that was in the year 1928, he wrote a letter, that's a year after he was freed. He was freed in 1927, and the letter he wrote in 1928. So the previous Rebbe explained the idea of this redemption, what took place, that it's not just me personally, it's not my personal redemption that Hashem redeemed and released me from prison, but this actually is all those who hold the Torah dear, the Holy Torah dear, those who keep mitzvahs, and even anybody who is Jewish, because the Rebbe was just a representative, that everything that represented Judaism, the reason they arrested the Rebbe was not as a personal, not for his individual being, but for actually representing the Jewish people, representing Torah, representing a mitzvah. That's the problem that they had with the previous Rebbe. This means that this includes all kinds, all categories of men, women, sons and daughters of Israel. Whether they are people that study Torah mitzvahs, or one who don't even have no Torah mitzvahs, they're just, the only thing they have is they're called Jewish. Some people have no connection, and yet the Rebbe says that they're still, it's their redemption as well. When we say that somebody is called Jewish, is only called Jewish, so really what it means, when you say a nickname, that means that it really hides on the item which is called with this name. The Rebbe wants to say the Hebrew word of Yechuna really includes even a very, very distant Jew. We're talking about, because the word nickname in the Hebrew context, in Yechuna, that means that it's not really, it's really something which hides. It's not even a shortened version of his name. It's not the meaning of his name. It's not in the language. It's just like a family name, like say, you call him by family. It's nothing, it's totally obscure, which means to say, we're saying he's only Jewish in obscurity. In other words, he knows that he's Jewish, but that's the extent of it. And yet, even that person who's so distant, still we call him Israel. He's still called Jewish. He's still called Israel. It doesn't matter how far you are. Because the Rebbe says over there, it doesn't matter, any Jewish person, without even going into knowing their individual level of observance of the Torah mitzvahs, a person's heart is whole with God. It's Tamim Hashem V'Terasoi. It doesn't matter, even though he doesn't feel, he doesn't do it, he doesn't practice it, but yet, I guess, deep down. And that year, when the Rebbe was freed from prison, they too were redeemed. And every year, this is sort of a remembering. We're celebrated, and we remember it again, that this is the celebration. What does it mean, redemption? What does redemption mean when you're redeemed, you're freed? It means that you go out from your limitation, and you go out from things that are from difficulties, so that you have materialism and physicality that limit you. You free yourself from those limitations, and of the needs of your body and the animal soul. So we are the opportunity to become free of all the negativity that surrounds us, that pulls us down, that doesn't allow for us to express, for our neshama to express. You can free yourself. But we must make a proper vessel that we can receive that that blessing to absorb it in an inside. It shouldn't. So therefore, and this would bring it down in thought, speech, and action, the days that follow after the redemption. So then, we'll actually be really redeemed from the galus, the meheri yemeinu through Mashiach Tzidkenu. So one of the things you see, this has been the motto of the Rebbe, to be inclusive rather than rather than exclusive. But the Rebbe always, starting with the previous Rebbe, he cared about all Yidden, and he considered every Jew part of it. And even if on the surface it doesn't seem that way, he says no, his heart is really connected, and it's only a matter of bringing it out. So when you have the redemption, we have to make the right proper vehicle, and when we do that, then we should be able to really experience redemption and freedom. A lot of times people think that freedom means to do whatever you want, no restriction, no restraints. That's not real freedom. That means you're actually, if you have no restraint, that you're not in control. That doesn't mean freedom. That means that you're under the control of your impulses, and you're under control of your negative thing, and that's why you don't want any control. So it doesn't mean that you're free. It means that you're enslaved, because you can't break away from them. You can't break from your habits. You can't break from your things that you're used to doing, and you can't break away from your desires, even though you know they're hurtful, they're harmful for you, but you still can't do that. So that doesn't mean that you're free, because you can do, you're not doing whatever you want, you're doing whatever your Yetzirah wants you to do, so you can't do. But for a person to really be free, that means that he can really choose for himself or for herself what they want to do, that they can really choose it, and they're not forced, or they're not intimidated. They can go ahead and do what they want to do. That's real freedom. So freedom is to be able to serve Hashem, because this is what I want to do. And then I'm a free person, because I choose and I can do what I want to do. Nobody is going to hold me back. And that is actually the control, that you control, that you're in control. That not somebody else is in control of you. You control your destiny, and you say, this is what I'm going to do, and this is what I'm not going to do. That is really what redemption is all about. All right.